Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mornings on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah!
Happy Being Alive Day, everybody. Life is short. Let's have some fun. Thanks so much for being with us on the final episode of the DA Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Beginning on Monday, I'll move the show over to SiriusXM's Mad Dog channel. So we are saying so long after 11 years here on CBS Sports Radio, and all of them have been a joy, and I appreciate you being along for the ride with me. I'd love if you wanted to come along for the next ride. If not, you want to stick around at CBS Sports Radio. God bless. Megan Perloff are great. They are wonderful. They are warm. They are inviting. They are smart. They are funny. They are clever. So you're in good hands. And Bogues and Bilotti are sticking around as well. So you guys are in good hands here as well if you want to lock it into CBS Sports Radio every morning. No problem there. Before we get back to the phones, I wanted to talk about Nick Saban's comments after the Dan Lanning, Deion Sanders situation last weekend, where the Oregon Ducks head coach said, "We're in it for wins, they're in it for clicks," and then proceeded to lay the beat down on Deion Sanders. How does Nick Saban feel about it?
Rooted in substance, not flash, rooted in substance. Today, we talk with our pads. You talk with your helmet, right? Every moment. The Cinderella story is over, man. Right? They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins. There's a difference. Right? There's a difference. Right? This game ain't gonna be played in Hollywood, it's gonna be played on the grass. Right? It's gonna be played on the grass. Let's go!
I know the media wants to have access to all these things because it makes it interesting for the fans, and I appreciate that, and I understand that. But there's still this sacred time where you should be able to talk to your team and say things to your team to motivate your team that maybe they're not disrespectful about the other, but I understand what Dan Lanning was trying to say, and it was probably good for his team to hear in some ways, but it probably wasn't good for everybody else to hear.
That's Nick Saban, of course, and that audio from Dan Lanning, courtesy of ABC. That conveniently ignores the fact that Dan Lanning definitely knew what he was doing because he had the cameras invited in there. He knew the cameras were rolling. He certainly created that catchphrase, that slogan for this moment. And it was smart by Dan Lanning. As I said when Jay Norvell took the shot at Deion Sanders the week prior with Colorado State, if Deion Sanders is going to be the biggest thing in college football, because he's a great soundbite, he knows the media, he creates storylines, he invites you in, he's flashy, he's interesting, and he's winning, then whoever plays the Colorado Buffaloes has the leverage as well to try to exploit that attention. And so you can't blame Jay Norvell and you can't blame Dan Lanning, because what they're doing is they're trying to fight Deion Sanders at his own game. You've got the media and the microphones and the cameras. We'll use those media microphones and cameras to benefit when we play you. And Oregon won the game. So Dan Lanning gets the vindication there. But also for Dan Lanning, I got no problem him saying this. Let's not act like he was shocked or surprised that message got out. And let's also point out that the Oregon Ducks are the wrong program to be standing on some type of pedestal of substance. This is a football program that has been built on the backs of Nike money, which has been on the backs of gaudy helmets, flashier jerseys, ridiculous uniform combinations, and a mascot that on Saturday was wearing sunglasses, a cowboy hat, a puffy jacket, a big medallion that said "Time's Up," and a baseball bat. This was clearly trolling Deion Sanders. I'm not sure that's all substance. I don't have a problem with it, But I don't think Dan Lanning can sell pure substance over flash at Oregon, of all places. On the phones, JD is in Kentucky this morning here on the show. JD, good morning.
Hey, good morning, D.A. Can I get a boom up? Hey, so just, you know, congratulations on the move. Great show and everything. I thought since this is the final CBS Sports D.A. show, let's just roll through the whole week in one call. We'll start with Trash Tuesday, right? Uh-huh. Of course, so we got you and Mraz breaking up the show. Wednesday, we got our champs, a.k.a. Zap Zap Orchestra. We got Pete, Will Steals Chambalotti, right? Champion of Sound Drops. Andrew, Kind Sir Bogish, best update writer, fill and host ever for sticking around through all the turnover. You got Thirsty Thursday. Let's toast everyone that's been a part of the show for all the great memories. And obviously you. And then finally, we'll wrap it all up. Friday, Target Demo. Right, I'm on vacation. Currently listening via SiriusXM from Southern California, celebrating my beautiful wife's birthday. And, DA, I just can't wait for the new show, right? And keep it all up. And DA lands forever.
Thanks, dude, man. That's great. Nice job, JD. That's a great phone call. Nice job. That was great.
That was the condensed game of this show.
that
definitely was. It was knocking everything out within the span of 2 or 3 minutes.
Yep, that was NFL Plus's condensed game right there. That was excellent. Andrew Bogish is hanging out. He's listening to the show from home this morning as Schwartz's headlines. AB, good morning.
DA, good morning again. How are you today? How are you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. You know, I woke up this morning and I left my driveway and I had butterflies. I had nerves. And I don't know the last time I felt nervous doing this show. Now, if I do other media hits, if I fill in for Rome, if I'm on TV, if I do things like that, you know, naturally you have some nerves. But for this show, I haven't been nervous, I think, since we debuted. And I said, that's a cool feeling because it means something important is happening. I always feel like I want to embrace when I have those rare moments of nervousness. So it's kind of interesting, but now it feels like it's just a regular show, so it's cool.
All right, good. Well, I have a couple of demands to lay out, one of which I should have given you yesterday when the Sultan of Stodium was in the room, but you owe me a lot of beer still.
About that.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna waive my beer tab. That's off the table, in particular, since you gave half of the haul to the listeners at the last Bob's Bar show. But in return for me waiving that debt, I'm going to need you, before you are done at 10 this morning, to finally, unequivocally, with all confidence and, what's the right word? It can never change in the future. Lock it in for forever.
Permanence.
I need you to say that you completely butchered the grading of Sean's SAT. His score was terrible. He's dumb. There's no shoulda, coulda, ifs, whats. I need you to end that for good as this show goes away.
You know, that's probably a good point. I do need to put an exclamation point on the SAT bit. And I actually still have the notes. They're in my desk drawer in my office over there. So I'm going to, during one of the commercial breaks, go and I'm going to get my notes. I'm going to see exactly what I had down there. And I will, once and for all, tell you what the actual score was for Mraz's SAT.
Oh, no. We know what the number is. It's the context of the number. You incorrectly graded it out of 20 or out of 1,600. It should have been 24. The point is the number was low. It was not a good number because you graded it incorrectly.
That's right.
Like I said, I'm going to go back. I'm going to dig into the archives. I want to be very precise about this.
Dig, dig, dig.
But when I do this, you're right. This is going to be once and for all what the official score was for Mr. Mraz.
By the way, I I couldn't help but notice in the newsroom this morning a stack of reusable bags to remove your items from the office.
Guys,
a real efficient way to handle things.
Okay, so guys, and this is no joke. I was texting with one of my buddies last night, and he's like, "How do you feel going into the final show?" I was like, "You know, as I said on the air yesterday, I'm not sad, but it is hard." because I love all you guys here and I love what we've built here. But it's not sad because I get to wake up on Monday morning and do the DA show again. So it's just a different place that I'm going to do it. But I will say, I said, he goes, what's it going to be like when you finally sign off the air? I go, I may just walk into my office and start just putting stuff in a box. He's like, will anybody be there? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if not one boss came up and was like, hey, nice job and good final show and stay in touch. If I just walked out, are they just like let me walk out the door? So I was like, where am I going to put all my stuff?
Well, see you later.
So I brought four large shopping bags, you know, these kind of like permanent bags that you use to go shopping now because they don't give out the plastic ones anymore, and a huge industrial bag that I had from the basement renovation. And I might just end up taking everything off the wall and hauling it out myself, looking like Shep homeless.
Hey, Dan, what are you doing?
I mean, it could be the least dramatic moment ever.
And it's raining like Noah Ark rain in New York City right now, so I'm glad I'm not there to help you carry anything to your car. But I am sad that I'm going to miss the possibility of an HR person or security walking you out on your last day.
Dude, that is seriously in play. I got the email that said, as of Friday, September 29th, anything that you have that is Odyssey's property, you must turn in. And I'm like, oh, God, yeah, what do I have? And I'm thinking, I don't have anything. I have absolutely nothing. So, but they might come for my key card. I don't know.
What about those glasses they sent us?
The glass. They might come for the Odyssey points, guys.
Oh, that's right.
They might shake me down for the Odyssey
points. They're gone.
No. The coins are yours. They are non-transferable. You just got to use them by noon today.
I will take them if you do want to transfer them.
Dude, I'm going to be like Lil Wayne at a strip club.
Boom, 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 boom.
I'm just, coins are going to be flying all over the place.
That would definitely feel good on the strippers. Coins, hard metal coins rather than dollar bills.
Make it rain, DA! Make it rain! Odyssey coins!
Oh, my eye!
We got Adam, who's in Stuttgart, Germany, this morning here on the show. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, DA. Can I get a beam up?
Yeah, yes, sir. Adam, tell me why you're in Germany.
Well, so I'm in the U.S. Army. I just retired in September, and the first time I heard your show, I was stationed in Tampa in January of 2014. So I got to hear all those awesome "Don't forget your raincoats" and "Hold snapper" drops that you had.
Oh, that's fantastic! So, what time is it now in Stuttgart?
It is 1:15 almost. Yeah.
Oh, nice. So we got a really nice midday afternoon slot in Germany.
You do, except where I worked, I couldn't have internet or anything, so it's kind of like I would have to listen to the podcast.
I gotcha. So, well, thanks for calling in and listening live. I hope we didn't keep you on hold too long. I'm sure that bill isn't easy.
No, it's not too bad. I have Magic Jack. I'm an IT guy, so I
can get
around. Nice. I'm like, kind of like Kaplan, you know.
Nice.
I'll figure it out and make it work.
Right. That's awesome.
But, yeah, I wanted to say thank you, Pat. I didn't... His name slipped me when he picked up the phone. I wasn't expecting that. But
oh, Pat
that
Boyle?
Was pretty cool. Yes.
Yeah, Boyle's on the phone today.
And I like, miss all you guys, Pete, Andrew, Schwartz, Mraz. And, go ahead and squish the fish. I like your little, like, mothership in the movies and what do you call it? Yeah.
Thanks,
just
brother.
First-time caller.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
I'll take time for other people.
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words, man, and thanks so much for being loyal to us out in Germany when, you know, it's not as easy to just flip on a radio and listen, man. That means a lot. That is really cool. That means a lot. And, yeah, Mothership of the Movies ends up going down in history as one of my favorite bits we've ever done. That was born out of the pandemic where, it's funny, sports shut down in March of 2020, and I saw all of these sports talk hosts start freaking out. My God, what are we going to talk about? What's there to talk about? And everybody started scrambling. And I thought, this is the moment I've waited for my entire life. I get to do a sports radio show with no sports. This is going to be awesome. So we did all types of stuff. This was true smoke and mirrors. Let's have on our favorite players from when we were kids. Let's dial up the greatest moments on this date in mothership history.
And they couldn't say no.
They couldn't say no because what?
What are they going to do?
What else was there to do? And let's break down sports movies like they were actual games. We're not breaking down the filmmaking. Let's break down the movies as though they were documentaries or actual games. And that was so much fun. Mothership of the Movies was like such a thrill, except that we got to a point late in pandemic where everybody was like, do we have to watch another cheesy sports movie from the 80s, guys? Yes, it's homework.
Well, when you did the monkey playing third base.
Ed.
That was the one that got me.
Ed broke everybody.
Broke me.
Broke us mentally.
That was like, let's go. We'll get some sports back.
Break down
Matt LeBlanc, too.
Yeah, Matt LeBlanc and a chimpanzee and a minor league baseball team seemed to break the...
He owed the theater for doing that movie.
Mariana is in Richmond, Virginia this morning. Mariana, good morning.
Good morning. May I please have a beam up?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm okay. A little bit in my feelings, but excited for you.
Thank you. I know. It's not the easiest thing in the world to say goodbye to everything that we've built over here, but we'll always be in contact. You have all my social channels and my email address, and if you ever wanted to call the new show, you're going to be front and center. So I appreciate you very much, Mariana.
Well, thank you. And yes, I'll probably be calling.
But
I realized that this show has helped me keep track of things that happened in my life. Like, if someone asked me what year I worked at this job, I don't know. But when I hear you all say something like Mraz eating dog poop, I remember being on the way to work at a job that I hated and regularly trashed my boss. The job before that, if I was late, I would just sit in my car and listen to the show until I absolutely felt like I should go in before I got fired. I actually tweeted at the show about it, and Bogish told me, please don't get fired, go inside.
Good advice.
My first Target demo Friday was when my son was born.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think the first time I called the show was when I got engaged.
Wow.
And I remember the first time someone from the show interacted with one of my tweets was before I was familiar with Hurricane Jen. I just heard her call in and then like tweeted at Mraz, like, someone needs to get this lady off the air. And she was like, she is a national treasure. How dare you? And I was like, ah. And for a while, I didn't tweet. But it just blows my mind how much time has gone by and how much the show has been a part of my life. And I just want to say thank you and good luck with everything.
Thank you, Mariana. You're a total sweetheart. You have a heart of gold. And I appreciate that very much. And look, I feel the same way. My life is so completely different today than it was when I started here at CBS Sports Radio. In January 2013, I was single, and I came here, and I just wanted to pour all of my energy and all of my time into the show because it meant so much to get this opportunity to be on syndicated national radio at my age. I mean, at the time, I was 34 years old, I think, and 33 years old, and it was like, wow, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Don't blow it, DA. Give it everything you got. Go full gear every single day. And that's I think, where Mraz and I had our biggest difficulty because Mraz didn't know there was that gear to go to. And he certainly wasn't comfortable in that gear. And that was just my gear all the time. And then we found a way to work together. And, 11 years later, I end up meeting my wife and we get engaged and then we get married. And then we have AJ, and we move out of the city and buy the house. And, that's the span of 11 years, how dramatically my life has changed. And it's a beautiful thing. I think it's just so hard to reconcile with the fact that time flies so fast. Just like life goes by. You know, you just don't know how many moments you get because you blink and you're like, holy crap, I'm this old, or holy crap, it's been that many years, and holy crap, this person is that old. And I've always just tried to slow it down, but it's impossible, you know, but you try to slow it down the moments that you can and just be and appreciate and love and laugh and just, you know, whatever you can do to slow it down a little bit and not just get into the hamster wheel of life and like you blink and 12 years went by. I try to do, but it's hard. It's really hard. And all of those things that that Mariana just mentioned is exactly how we all feel too. And I'm sure many of you feel that are listening right now. And, you know, I am extremely grateful that CBS Sports Radio allowed me this much time on the airwaves. I mean, outside of Jim Rome, who's literally the OG of this genre. National sports talker, big time takes, big time guests, big time opinions, a show with a listenership that bonds together, big events. Jim is the OG. He's the greatest to ever do this. We're the only other show that's been on the air every single day of CBS Sports Radio for 11 years. So that duration, I really appreciate because it allowed us almost 11 full years. It'll be 11 years in December to build that timeline where, oh, I remember, yeah, 6 years ago I was doing this. Mariana said, oh, I remember when my son was born, or I remember when my daughter was born. I remember when I got engaged. All those things happened in our timeline of nearly 11 years. What more could I ask for? You know, none of this is sad because it's like we were given a gift and I tried to make the most out of it every single day. And I hope that we max it out. That's all you can ask for, right? It's like whatever you got, max that out. And we got 11 years to be ridiculous. When we come back here on the show, we will continue jumping into phone calls on this final episode of the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. And we have to come to some type of conclusion on the 12 DAs of Christmas, the number ones. And let me see if I can dig up those papers from the Meraz SAT test. The DA Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think it's what makes this show great. I think it's personal. It's everybody knows they feel comfortable. Your information is outstanding, but the banter and the comfort level, and you can't get this on other shows.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Stream the NFL on Westwood One for free. Sponsored by AutoZone all season long. You can listen to every Westwood One broadcast of the NFL live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on the Odyssey app. Get in the zone, AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging available for free at your local AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Restrictions apply. And hold in my hand a stack of papers that I found in my office that have all the answers, questions, grading of the SAT that Meraz took. And so I will get through this and find out officially what the score was that Meraz got on the SAT. Never to be duplicated on another radio show again. That is intellectual property right there. Or not so intellectual. Looks like on the phones, we have Zach Gelb, host of the Zach Gelb Show here on CBS Sports Radio, on his way to the airport because he's going to a huge Matt Rhule tailgate in Nebraska this weekend. Zach, good morning.
DA, my flight has already been canceled, so I'm rescheduled to fly to lovely Des Moines, Iowa. I may need to use those ballet skills that I learned from this summer at the Bob Moore Show to get me there. Uh-huh. But I will say this. I do find this funny on your final day. I am trying to get to Nebraska to see Matt Rhule and the Nebraska Cornhuskers, and they play Michigan, who's, of course, coached by the legendary Jim Harbaugh, according to one of our CBS Sports Radio Update anchors.
Yes, the Harbaugh family has been a legendary family in football and coaching for a long time.
Oh, did you miss that piece?
I missed that one.
Yeah, Pete, last week that happened.
Well,
it happened.
You are going
last
to Sirius,
weekend. It was
so on the
Monday
way
morning.
To Christopher Mad Dog Russo, say something funny, D.A.
Oh, my God.
It's too good.
Now, let me also say this, D.A., to get serious. You are a real titan of our industry.
Nice.
The Tennessee and, Titans.
And always do appreciate our friendship and the way that we have worked together and had some fun at each other's expense. And something that, you know, not to get all mushy and lovey-dovey here and cry like Sean when he was leaving the show for like 9 years. I will say the thing that I admired the most about the show that you did was it's very tough in a national landscape to create a local feel. Like, we've all done local radio. We know the feel of local radio and the connection with the listening audience, but you did a masterful job at identifying the markets that you were on and creating a show that even though it was national and could get caught up in many different areas of things, it really did feel like a community and a family that it would if you tuned into a local show. And that's always something that I tried to take from you to try to recreate or try to do as well, not as well, in the time slot that I had.
I appreciate that, man. Thanks for saying that. Yeah, it's been amazing just to see the listener loyalty to the show, and it fuels the show. It's what's made the show cool and fun and energized for 11 years. So I appreciate you saying that, man. I hope you have a good time in Lincoln.
Well, hopefully we get there. I'm not optimistic, but you know what? The way that I pick games on this show, I'm going to gamble that I don't get there so I can actually mush myself so I can find the way to get there. But all kidding aside, good luck. I know you're going to crush it over there in the mornings. And if you follow me, I went to Sirius for only 3 months and then came right back.
All right? Thanks, buddy.
Keep that seat warm, all right?
Okay.
He's not going anywhere. Thanks.
Good job, bud.
Jim Harbaugh will make his season debut for the Wolverines.
Oh, God. What will I do without that? Hours of entertainment.
Have much better quality shows.
Gelb's Locks or Gelb's Gambles and the Wizard of Odds hand-in-hand right now, kind of a bunch of ofers. Let me just say this about the crew here at CBS Sports Radio. After us is Bill Ryder, really smart guy, really smart talk show host. I have oftentimes listened to Bill and been like, that's a great angle. I wish I would have thought of it that way. That's a really good take on things. After Bill, there's Jim. There is nobody in this industry I respect more than Jim. Jim has been the OG for a long time. Jim has embraced us. Jim has come on our show and been complimentary. And when Jim was here doing his show in New York, I got to meet him. And he's an all-star caliber human being. So to be that popular, that successful, and to be that kind and that cool, you know, was a really wonderful eye-opener for me. After that, we've had Maggie and Pearl off in the afternoons, and Maggie's been a friend of mine for a long time. She's clever. She's sarcastic. She gets my sense of humor. I've always loved Maggie. And Pearl off has a really cool sense of humor as well, and they don't take themselves seriously. There's no egos in the building, and I really appreciate what they're building and them coming to the mornings to replace me. After them is Zach Gelb, and I can honestly say Zach is one of, if not the hardest working sports talk host I've ever been around, and everybody in this building knows it. Zach books his guests. Zach comes in to tape when it's off hours. Zach pushes out his own stuff on social. Zach edits his own clips. Zach creates his own graphics. Zach is a one-man machine, and I complimented him early in his career saying, dude, you're maxing out as well, man, and I really admire it. And everybody in this building knows that he does that. He goes all out. And look, his guest list is just, it just continually impresses everybody. Like, damn, Gelb got him. Damn, Gelb got them. Damn, Gelb. Like, it just happens once a week. Everyone's like, how did Gelb get that guy? That's a huge compliment to his work ethic. JR and Shep, they're great. I mean, they really are great. They're like peanut butter and jelly. Like, JR, they're such opposites. JR is so smooth. He's so cool. Shep is so the opposite. Shep is kind of neurotic. Shep is kind of like, you know, breaking into the conversation.
Who? David Crosby of Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
From what?
And JR is kind of like laid back and like lets the life come to him, the conversation come to him. But when they get together, they're great.
What the hell did you just say to me?
They're so good, and they can play off one another, and it's great. It's great radio. It's a great show. And Amy, after them, is such a warm-hearted person. I get to talk to Amy every single day when she's wrapped up her show and I'm starting mine. And Amy's a veteran. Amy has been in this business a long time. And as a solo female host, to do it as long and as well as she has done it is seriously a huge credit to her. Her work ethic, her preparation. She comes in, she's leaving, she's got a stack of note cards with note on every game, on every interview. And I'm like, that's incredible. That is really preparation. And her listeners love her. I mean, she's just, and remember, she took over the overnights after we left. So she's been doing that shift for a long time, and she's done it with enthusiasm and laughter and passion. And that means a hell of a lot. And it is not easy in this business to do what she does as a female talk show host, and I give her tons of credit for it. So everybody here has been awesome, is awesome, and, you know, I just had a great 11 years here to just enjoy the types of people that are on this network. Peter Schwartz has our headlines this morning.
All right, DA, week 4 in the NFL kicking off in the frozen tundra of Lambeau, although not so frozen tundra last night.
Just a complete effort as the two teams meet out in the middle of the field to say job well done. There is no doubt, job better done on this night by the Detroit Lions, who come in here and get a victory, 34-20 over Green Bay.
That was Dan Miller wrapping it up on Lions Radio. David Montgomery, 33 carries, 121 yards, 3 touchdowns. Great win for head coach Dan Campbell's team.
That was outstanding. You know, that was a fun one for the guys. And, you know, I really, it was a total team effort, you know, and it's easy to go through here. And it's actually not easy to go through here and start picking out individual players. There's a ton of guys that played really well.
As for the Packers, they were down 27-3 at halftime, and Packer fans were not happy about it.
Final play of the half, barring a defensive foul. Love. Well, forget about it. He's going to get sacked. Going to take more yardage off their totem. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. A sound you don't hear here.
That was Al Michaels on Amazon Prime. The Packers dropping to 2-2. Baseball, the birds are the beasts of the East. The Orioles win their first American League East title since 2014. They beat the Red Sox 2-0. Manager Brandon Hyde said, take that, doubters.
Nobody was giving us a chance to win. It was in every publication everywhere that we were going to regress. And I wanted our guys to know that. And they took it personal. And we just won 100 in the AL East.
And the Orioles will be the number one seed DA in the American League playoffs.
I'm officially an O's fan for October, Little Mo's team, but I love this squad. I love how youthful they are. I love their exuberance. And the first 100-win season in Baltimore since 1980, Schwartz.
That's unbelievable.
1980.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, I would have thought
is that so?
I would have thought that 83 team had won 100 games.
Yeah, because
they
won the World Series. Yeah. No.
How about that?
And none of those 90s teams that were really good but fell to the Yankees, none of them won 100 games. So.
And the one year they won the division in 97, they didn't win 100 games.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you, Schwartz. Nice job, buddy. DJ's in PA this morning here on the show. DJ, good morning.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, good morning, DA. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm a longtime listener. I'm definitely feeling a little bummed this morning, but I'm happy for you. But at the same time, I'm so thankful to you and the whole crew, Raz, Bogish, Bilotti Boyle, and the cast of thousands. And every morning I have the same routine. I come 6 o'clock, I'm kicking the day off with the DA show. It's not just a sports show that you can get the scores and breakdown of the games anywhere. Your show is different. You guys made it fun. And I always had the feeling that if I didn't have the show on, I was missing out on something. So over the years, it literally seemed like I know you guys, and you've all became part of the family, which is why I'll be rooting and looking forward to an annual Bob's Bar reunion party for sure.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for that and also for a great run. I wish you the best on the new show. And lastly, if you could do me a favor and give yourself a beam up, because you deserve it for a Hall of Fame show and a Hall of Fame career. So thanks, DA. I appreciate it. And lots of love, brother. Good luck
for the
next show.
Lots of love, my man. Lots of love back at you. That's really cool. And we feel the same exact way. You know, we went out, we did the Bob's Bar shows the last 3 years. When you get there, you just feel like you know everybody. It feels like these are all friends. It feels like they're all old friends. You share the same jokes. You share the same experiences. You have the same reference points. So I loved Mraz's idea yesterday of making sure once a year we all get together, you know, that we bring everybody together and we just have a big old bash. And I will work my tail off to make that happen, because that would mean a lot to me. I don't want these 11 years to just go poof and then I go into the night and some of you never hear from me again. Some of you will follow me to the new show. But I want to always have this bond. So I absolutely commit to making that happen. That would be awesome.
Salsa in the light, exchanging glances, wondering with each bite, what were the chances you'll be throwing up before the show was through?
And out of the cast of thousands, until the very end, he shall not be named. But out of the cameos, out of the characters, has anyone had a more impactful legacy than...
Hey now.
Than huge.
He has a jersey in the rafters.
He's got a jersey, still retired.
I think we should say all names today. His name, DA Show quotes, DA Show maps, all identities revealed.
You want to pull off the mask of everybody on Scooby-Doo?
All masks off.
All masks off.
Mask off.
Show yourself as Botcher, Botcher, show yourself as Pete, whatever it takes this morning.
Show yourselves!
Got a ticket for a runaway train. Like a madman laughing at the brain. Little out of touch, little insane. Just easier than dealing with the pain.
Imagine if you just walked in right now.
From Minnesota?
Oh, I'd love it.
Just walked in, singing that song, picking it up live.
Got to be a little bit insane to have been part of this ride for the last 11 years. Got to be a little bit insane.
How many songs do you think he did for you on air? Over 50?
Yeah, one season when he was picking games, he did a song every single week.
Oh, that's right.
So that's a minimum of 17 of them. And that was just one football season.
I have something to say about him.
Yes.
He has a good heart.
He does.
No, I'm being very serious. I'm being very serious.
Are you going to thank him on behalf of the network as well?
No, he has a good heart and always meant well. He did a couple of stupid things, but he meant well. And, you know, when he was around, it never was a dull moment. And I appreciate that.
Yep, that's a good way to put it. He came to Bob's Bar.
Yeah.
And he was incredibly humbled that we would invite him back to be part of the show and to meet the listeners, and he sent me a really nice message the next day thanking us for allowing him back, and I think that was big. It was kind of like, you know, we're going to let bygones be bygones, and why he was suspended and then banned from the show, you know, we had to come to some type of reconciliation, and we did, and he was appreciative, and I agree, and he's grown up a lot since then, and he's become a more mature person. So yeah, he was a hell of an entertainer, man. One of the greats. It's like Wayne Newton and He Who Shall Not Be Named.
I can't wait for his Vegas residency.
No, it'll be Atlantic City.
Or Reno.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, when we come back on the show, we get back to the phone calls on this final episode of the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio. Welcome back on this Friday morning. My man Dixieland Dan is on the phone. Dixieland Dan, good morning.
DA, one last time, buddy. Permission to come aboard.
Permission granted. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing this morning. This is a happy and a sad day. I'm very sad to see this show break apart. I've grown to enjoy you guys. It's a happy day to see you go somewhere and continue your career at a place you're going to be happy at. I have been with this show since you guys moved to this time slot. I've probably missed, I don't know, less than 25 shows in the whole entire time that you've been here. Hell, I created a Twitter account just to be able to communicate with you guys. So you helped me pick out my name, Dixieland Dan. You made me a scientist. And just for the fact of losing Bo and Pete and all them, seeing this break apart, it really hurts, DA. As far as moments on the show, I don't think I really have a particular moment that made this show great. But my favorite was a series that we kept doing, and it debuted whenever you first did Jody Mack and his Mac attack with his freaking black lung. And then it transitioned to the day that he dropped the grizzly grunt and made Bogus take off his headphones that couldn't even listen to it. And then hearing Jody Mack talk about getting hit by a bus on this show, that was hilarious. But I think my favorite one of that was the day Pete dropped the Jody Mack talk montage and made Peter Schwartz fall out of his
head. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That one was hilarious. But, DA, congratulations on 11 years here. It's been an amazing, amazing ride to be with y'all and listen to it. And I'm going to speak on behalf of all the DA wins. DA, Andrew, Pete, Pat, Andrew Kaplan, all of y'all, thank you, man. We really appreciate it. And I hope happiness in all of y'all's future endeavors, man. Talk to y'all later, bud.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. We appreciate that very much. Dixieland Dan is all heart, and I love him for it. You know, and I think the coolest thing about this show is that it attracted so many people like Dan, like Mariana, like Mac and Bear, like Moist Pork. All these people, when we got to see who they really were, they're wonderful people. They're really wonderful people, and I think it's a wonderful lesson in how to do this, communicate with others and try to, you know, be as good as you can to one another, which is why I sometimes poke fun at the radio shows that gin up controversy or yell at callers or create these types of feuds. I get it. There is an entertainment value you need to bring to the table every single day. And you are supposed to drive ratings or you're out of a job and everybody needs to feed their families and pay the mortgage. And I'm not here to judge that. But I think there is a different way to do it. And I hope that this is proof of concept that if you're kind to people and you care about people, that will be reciprocated. And you don't have to use the anger and the vitriol to attract attention. I mean, this is a pretty good example of this. This show has continually been promoted within this radio network from overnights to nights to mid-mornings to mornings without needing to be angry or controversial, without needing to be divisive or hot takey. You can do it by being kind and warm and fun and informative. You can do it. It can be done. And it attracts really good people. look at the people that are calling in. I mean, every single one of these people sounds like somebody you would welcome into your home and say, yeah, you can stay in the guest room as long as you want. Yes, I've got dinner ready for you. Yeah, I can drive you to the airport. Every single one of these people. We all feel this way. So that part of this is an important lesson for programmers, for hosts, for producers. It can be done a different way, and it can be really successful, and it will be really rewarding when it is done. Listen to this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.